cetera.
Okay, so 2 centimeter node negative, Cliff. What would you be thinking about this older woman?
Well, this woman would have been eligible for the randomized intergroup trial, and I would treat her conventionally with AC, taxane, and trastuzumab if she were interested and willing.
AC, taxane, trastuzumab. Would you bring up non-anthracycline chemotherapy?
That's not been our standard, and I wouldn't normally be doing that in these patients.
Would you bring up the possibility of trastuzumab without chemo?
Not for this patient especially. I mean, I understand that for lower-risk patients that might be a temptation, but she's not really in the low-risk group where we don't have data. She's in the group where we have data from the randomized trials, and I would be certainly thinking about torturing myself over single-agent trastuzumab in the sub-centimeter node-negative setting, perhaps, but not here.
I should have, she presented after the trials,
sure.
After the ESCO. So the trials by then were not available.
And just to get a jump on this, because this is the issue that comes up, we've now got well over 200 patients treated at one center with Q2-week AC and with single center ejection fractions measured with the same investigators. We've got a paper in the JCO for February, and I am impressed that a lot of the asymptomatic EF declines that are being reported around the country may relate to inconsistent reading and reporting as opposed to a real event. The CHF is real, but that incidence is, as Hai says, really very, very low. The concern that's been foisted on all of us about asymptomatic declines in EF may be overstated a little bit.
And you think it's maybe because of the measurement? And
well,
what about the schedule?
All you have to do is go see a nuclear medicine person do ejection fractions to understand that this absolute number, 63%, is artificially precise. That's like if I tell a patient you have a 14% risk of recurrence. It's not really that accurate, and that's the problem because they're drawing a circle around the marker. And I don't know that they all do it the same or do it the same all the time. So we've got hundreds of patients now where Q2-week AC with carefully done EFs, both before and after AC, we just don't see this change.